AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Every council member should send a clear message that these reckless nuclear threats must stop immediately.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the UN Security Council speaking about Russian President Vladimir Putin's comment that his country would use all means available to defend its territory. Blinken says standing up to Moscow is necessary not only to defend Ukraine, but international order.
If we fail to defend this principle, when the Kremlin is so flagrantly violating it, we send a message to aggressors everywhere that they can ignore it too.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov repeated claims that Russian speakers in Ukraine's east are being oppressed. Authorities in four Russian-held regions of Ukraine are planning voter referendums starting tomorrow on becoming part of Russia. Meanwhile, Karen Shamas reports there's been a prisoner exchange.
On a blustery evening somewhere in Ukraine, many of the released prisoners are greeted by embraces and a cry of glory to heroes. Many of these men were fighters who defended a steel plant in Mariupol during a long Russian siege. President Volodymyr Zelensky said his government had won freedom from Russian custody for 215. In exchange, Ukraine gave up an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Continuing unrest in Iran over the death of a young woman held by the country's morality police. Clashes between security forces and protesters have killed at least nine. President Biden is promising federal help to Puerto Rico to recover from the devastation of Hurricane Fiona.
I've authorized 100% federal funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, shelter and food for the whole month.
Fiona, now a Category 4 storm, expected to pass near Bermuda overnight. Central banks in Europe and Asia are following the Fed's lead, increasing interest rates to fight inflation. U.S. stocks closed lower, the Dow off 0.4%. This is AP News. A day after the Fed's announcement that it's raising its benchmark interest rate 0.75 point, we've got new numbers on mortgage rates. Tim McGuire has them.
Prospective homebuyers face an even more daunting task as they shop for mortgages. Freddie Mac reports that the average 30-year fixed interest rate is up more than a quarter of a percent to 6.29% compared with 6.02% last week. Today's rate, the highest in 15 years since August 2007, before the housing market crash and the last recession. Last year at this time, traditional 30-year rates were well below 3%, less than half of what buyers are seeing now. Existing home sales have dropped for seven straight months. August sales were off by nearly 20% when compared with August a year ago. Tim McGuire, Washington.
By the way, the average on a 15-year fixed is also up, now at 5.44%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.